This afternoon, we are looking at the pursuit of a vision. And we are looking at the pursuit of a vision of us as individuals and as a ministry, or wherever we find ourselves, whichever ministry we find ourselves in. What is vision? Vision is the faculty or state of being able to see. Another definition is also the ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. Planning the future, seeing beyond now, seeing beyond your current state and planning it. That is what vision is. Proverbs 29 verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Hallelujah. Where there is no pursuit of vision, the vision is inevitable. Where there is no pursuit of vision, the vision is inevitable. When you are in a place and there is no vision, the people do not have an idea of what we intend to achieve or where we are going. There is always division. People identify what they want to identify with or who they want to identify with, and then they go with that. And that brings about division. So it's very important to have a vision. If you do not follow the vision, you will cause division. Hallelujah. The enemy's intent is always to bring division, because once people follow a vision, there is nothing that cannot be achieved. When there is a vision, there is nothing that cannot be achieved. We all know of the story of the Tower of Babel. They had a vision to build a tower so high to reach the heavens. And because of that vision that they all had and agreed with, they kept building until God came in to scatter it. Hallelujah. The same way in the beginning, when you read Genesis, it says that let us make man in our own image. There was a vision. God had a vision to make man. And because of that, that vision came to pass. Because of the oneness, that vision came to pass. Hallelujah. And so the enemy's intent is always to bring division, because once there is vision, there is nothing that cannot be achieved. There is nothing that cannot be achieved. There's a level of corporate anointing that we can never experience as music servants if we have a divided front. Sometimes you realize that in a church or in a ministry, the people are on stage singing all right, but something just feels off. Sometimes there is no bond, there is no vision, there is no unity. And the anointing of God cannot flow in a place where there is disunity. Hallelujah. And so, as music servants, wherever we find ourselves, we need to focus on the vision, the reason why we are in that place. You may be tempted to focus on other things, but it's important to focus on the vision of that particular ministry. That is the only way the ministry can go forward. That is the only way you can also play your part in that ministry where you find yourself. Hallelujah. To pursue vision, you need to know and understand the vision. If you are in a place where you don't know what the vision is, ask. You can ask the leaders, you can ask your colleague. This institution that we are in, what is the vision? What does the vision seek to do? What is the vision about? Hallelujah. If you are also in a leadership position and you are handling a choir, you are handling a ministry, you need to let the people know and understand the vision. It is in knowing and understanding the vision that the people can run with it. Hallelujah. Because if they do not have a vision, as we read in Proverbs, the people will perish. Luke 4 verse 14 to 21. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." Amen. In this scripture, we realize that Jesus had a vision. And we are talking about having an individual vision. Jesus had a vision. He knew what he was sent to do. That God had anointed him to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind. It is because of the vision of Jesus Christ that he led his life the way he did. He woke up at dawn to pray. It is because of the vision that he chose the disciples that he worked with. So it's important as individuals to know the vision, to know the reason why you are here. Knowing your vision is having the ability to see your future in the light of God's word today. What is God's word saying about you? When you pray, what is God telling you? What is God telling you about yourself? What is God telling you about your workplace? What you are to do there? What is God telling you what you are to do in your family? What is God telling you the role you have to play in the ministry where you find yourself, or in the ministry that he has given you? And you can only find that by meditating on the word of God and by constant communication with God through prayer. Hallelujah. Knowing your vision, what has God written about you in his word? You need to know what God has written about you in his word. That you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. God says this about the believer. God says that about the believer. It is in knowing your identity. That is when you have a knowledge of the vision that God has for your life. Hallelujah. So his word is clearly displayed. His word concerning your life is clearly displayed in the word of God. And all you need to do is discover it. All you need to do is discover it. Hallelujah. This moment, even as we have studied the word of God about the vision, the pursuit of vision, knowing vision and following through with it, we want to pray right now, thanking God first of all for his word that has come to you. That it's important to know the vision, to know about the vision, because without a vision, you will perish. Without a vision, you become a wanderer on this earth. And God did not deliver us to become people just walking about on the earth. He had a vision, and that is why he delivered us to reach the world with the gospel. And so thank him for his word right now. Lord, we are grateful for what you've taught us in your word. We thank you for your word. Thank you for teaching us that we need to know the reason why you brought us here on this earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Also, you want to pray that God, open my eyes to see what you have written concerning me in your word. Open my eyes everywhere that I need. No matter how blinded I am, Father, let the scales fall off my eyes. You want to pray that let the scales fall off my eyes. Open my eyes to see what you have written concerning me in your word. Lord, I read your word each day, but I may not have seen what you are saying. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes to see what you have written concerning me in your law. Open my eyes in the name of Jesus.
specific.
Open my eyes, open my eyes. Ikataya da da bo shede de 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 de. Leve de de kataya da da bo shede de de de. Neke sataya da 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 shende de de de. Direct us as a ministry. Help us to know exactly what you want us to do each point in time in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes for Jesus. Open our eyes. Open our eyes. Make us to behold the wondrous things you have said about us in your law. You want the Lord to direct you, to show you what is written in the law, but you can only do that if you know him, if you have a relationship with him. There are many wonderful promises that God has for you in his kingdom, both in this life and also in eternal life after death. But to access these promises, you need to first accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. If you'd like to do this right now, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner. I thank you for the sacrifice you paid for me by dying on the cross and rising up again. Today I surrender my life to you. Be my Lord and my King forever. Amen. Hallelujah. You're welcome into the family of God. If you said this prayer, you can contact us via our email info@glowmusicministry.com, or you can call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. 026-000-9090. God richly bless you.
Just by direction, praying for anyone who is in a distressful moment. The word of the Lord says that you keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee.
Amen.
You keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. It means that no matter our situations, we are not permitted to go through distress. You keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee.
Amen.
For every member and associate partner of Glow Music all across the world, wherever, in the name of Jesus, we declare peace of mind and liberation from any distress situation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we serve a God who never abandons his own.
Amen.
And so, wherever, in which part of the world you are right now, let the Spirit of God visit you with liberation right now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The above God, his ears are not deaf. His hands are not too short to see. And so no matter what situation it is, every distress situation, let there be liberation now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Kindly pay attention to the following announcements. Glad you could fellowship with us today, for all those who are here for the first time and those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time, we say welcome. Our mandate as a ministry demands that we propagate God's word through music recordings and distribution, music outreach projects, and the raising and deploying of seasoned music ministers through service. We admonish you to participate in all activities so as to play a role in fulfilling this mandate, so that God also plays his role as a doing God in your life. Amen. Share your testimonies and prayer requests through the links that are shared on the WhatsApp pages. You can also find the links in the description on YouTube. Always attend all meetings with expectations, and God will meet the expectations. And download scripturally sound gospel music from thomusicrecords.com to edify your spirit. Watch all of our live services, programs, concerts, and song releases on glowmusictv.com/live. Also, remember to share the flyers and podcast on the WhatsApp pages to your statuses to be a blessing to others. If you'd like to send offerings, tithes, and covenant seeds, you can do so using MTN Momo, and the number is 054-362-7478. 054-362-7478. Listen to the audio podcast of today's message titled The Pursuit of a Vision on glowmusicministry.com. And pray some more with the topic shared to secure your testimonies according to Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Start your week with God as you engage in 1 hour personal and corporate worship this and every Sunday at 6 p.m. God richly bless you. Let's share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. See you on Sunday at 6 p.m. Have a wonderful weekend.
Die and rose.
you died and rose.